This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined live at the Becker's Health IT Digital Health and Revenue Cycle event by Adam Korn, Chief Administrative Officer at BRSI. Adam, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. I enjoy being here.
Now, I'm really looking forward to our conversation and diving into some of the big themes, revenue cycle and healthcare today. But before we do that, could you tell us a little bit more about BRSI and your role?
Absolutely. So BRSI has been in business for about 31 years, and the company offers a full suite of services and products supporting revenue cycle, third-party liability, insurance discovery, and similar healthcare services. Most of our customers know us, our DBA name, Benefit Recovery, and we're based in Houston, Texas. We have operations in about 17 states. But when I'm asked this question, I often kind of say, I can't talk about who BRSI is without first talking about, our mission and our culture. And that's really about more about who we are than anything we do. And, we really desire to be a company that customers want to work with and colleagues want to work for. That underlies almost everything that we do, today. So that's a little bit about BRSI. But, as for myself, I joined BRSI in this past April as the Chief Administrative Officer after more than two decades in the payer space. And prior to just joining BRSI as the Vice President of PBM Operations and Client Services for CVS Health, many of my colleagues make a joke that I've somewhat joined the rebel side. Makes for a good laugh. But aside from the laughs, I'm super excited to kind of join this payer space and provider space with the new advancements and technologies that are coming. So I'm very excited.
Fantastic. And, you mentioned your prior experience in the payer space, of course. Do you have any insights regarding revenue cycle and relations between payers, providers, and the companies working to streamline the process?
That is a great question. And I have a lot of insights, and this could probably make for a long conversation. But my general thought is common interests generally lead to valuable agreements and new pathways to doing business. And there are a number of common interests between healthcare providers, revenue cycle and similar servicing companies, and the healthcare payers. All those common interests incent what would be a continued partnership amongst all the group. This should, ultimately drive a whole new level of commitment in developing more measurable, efficient revenue-related processes that truly center around the patient and the supporting the communities that healthcare providers support every day. And I think that's a key distinction, is putting the patient back in the middle of everything we do. And while at the same time we have common interests, we also face similar challenges, each with a differing impact on the group that's delivering service. We're seeing a tremendous level of activity with legislative changes, new and complex budgetary stressors amongst commercial and government payers, new and promising therapies coming to the market, what seems to be almost every day. And of course, the need to balance each one of these unique challenges with the legacy methods that, we deliver and bill for these healthcare services. That topic could be its own podcast, I like to say. But at the same time, this is an exciting time with new capabilities we have not seen or explored previously in this marketplace. There are so many new ways of tackling these challenges, creating new opportunities that will really make a positive difference. The ability to balance the level of care with the available resources, all aimed at lowering the burden on everyone involved in this process. And that's a key distinction that, really when I left the payer space for this particular marketplace, that was really important to me, is how do we lower the burden on all the parties? So I can tell you I'm super excited about, being part of this conversation and driving the future.
That's fascinating. And I really appreciate your insights. Certainly your expertise is something that the healthcare system really needs in order to figure out some of these big challenges. Now, you mentioned BRSI has been operating in this space for more than 30 years. What do you see for the industry in the future?
Oh, healthcare revenue cycle is an industry that is about to experience what I call a multi-year evolution, maybe even to the extent of a revolution. There are so many advanced technologies coming to the marketplace, including, artificial intelligence, right? We're hearing a lot about that. And I was an early adopter to the AI space in my previous roles, and I have seen tremendous wins, and I have learned some very difficult lessons. So how AI is going to be applied and how it's brought to the market will be critical to truly finding and exploiting the value and making its capabilities useful in the process. But, you know, all those challenges aside, these new enhanced capabilities, once they are deployed into the actual process, they are going to address challenges in new and innovative ways. We will see a new level of insight we have never seen before, capabilities we never once dreamed about. And all of these are going to be, again, reducing those burdens upon the patients, their families, their communities, and really creating equality for all those who support our healthcare. I think that's really the important premise to take away from all of these advancements. Now, BRSI, like many healthcare providers, is investing significant resources in bringing new products and services to the market that will not only improve the value proposition of the work we do, but also drive new ideas and innovations that will take us to new areas and new heights. You know, our company culture includes being a great partner to the entire industry, so it's not all singly focused around the business itself. And, you know, as part of that, we're really, you know, launching a new strategy around partnerships and really engaging the industry at a much deeper level to drive a new conversation. So, you know, I'm super excited about that. And I think it's going to advance those relationships that are somewhat strained in the marketplace today between providers and payers. But it's going to be a tremendous next couple of years.
That's fascinating to hear. And, you know, you mentioned technologies and artificial intelligence. We've been hearing lots of exciting news about these advances and possible capabilities. What are your thoughts about the evolving technologies and artificial intelligence in the space?
Yes. I've been asked this question since joining BRSI more times than I have fingers and toes, I like to say. You know, many large and small service companies are going to be deploying solutions at a rate that will seemingly feel like it's every single day, every new week, there's going to be something new. We're going to see advertisements, banners, conference signs, and podcasts such as this one. They're going to speak about tech-enabled this, data-driven that. AI solutions will be around every corner that we turn. And we're going to be seeing advances in reporting and automations at a rate that's unprecedented. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, all of that's great because I think that brings upon opportunities and will drive the lessons that the industry needs to learn quickly to overcome some of these challenges. So it's going to be very, very exciting in that. But at the same time, all of this are going to bring a certain level of disruption and challenges as we integrate all these new, you know, capabilities into this very complex, sometimes disjointed process. But ultimately, those challenges will be overcome. The entirety of the process will be made much simpler, more valuable to the providers. We're going to see new pathways to managing the patient engagement and reducing the burdens on them. And let's really, you know, be honest amongst all of us, we're here really working on a process that improves the outcome for all the patients, families, and communities, for everyone's benefit. And I think that's going to be the exciting time. Now, you know, us as BRSI, we're amongst all those companies that are also going to be advancing all those solutions and putting out all those news releases like everybody else. And our strategy is slightly different, though, than that being pursued by others. And we see that as a positive. Everybody should maybe explore, you know, solutions in different ways. See, we believe the entirety of the process, the rev cycle mousetrap, I like to call it in some conversations, can be completely re-architected with these new technologies. And they could be better aligned with the interests of payer and provider and create a more robust value, opportunity, if you will. So we're excited about that. And, you know, again, just really excited about facilitating that process. I think that's kind of the next level of where I see AI taking us.
That's awesome to hear. And thank you so much for that analysis. Where do you see BRSI playing a leading role in this technology, AI, and data evolution? Are there specific areas you're investing?
Yes. You know, it is an old adage, people process technology, and that exact statement still applies today. Nothing has changed that from being a formula to success. To date, much of the investments around rev cycle companies has focused on finding new processes, driving new cost efficiencies, driving new insights that drive new decisions, greater analytics, and BRSI has been, you know, right along the path doing the exact same area, investing in all those same areas. But interestingly, you know, we subscribe to a concept that's kind of out there in the marketplace that the greatest error in engineering remains the optimizing of a process that shouldn't exist in the first place, right? And as we look at this rev cycle model and we look at all the technologies, you know, our colleagues, our partners, they're all out there exploring ways to enhance the current day process, but to relook at the entirety of the process. Is there a new way to make this simpler? Are there new capabilities in data and automations that change the entire subject and how it operates? You know, I was speaking to somebody earlier today, and I said, just think of the laundry list of processes you can name today that have been made antiquated just with the technologies that have come to bear since, you know, say the last 2 or 3 years, and they pale in comparison to what are coming to market today. So we think there's a whole new way of driving value by rethinking the process in each and every step and what can be removed, what can be automated, where can, you know, payers and providers, you know, better partner to create new data sets to drive faster decision-making, you know, better claim management, better, you know, paying management, all in the names of really reducing burden on providers and patients. Again, I can't say it enough, putting patients right at the center of everything we do. So
these are very exciting times in healthcare indeed, and the opportunities are numerous. What do you think about the conference and how Becker's is working to bring the industry together and helping drive solutions?
You know, that's quite a great question. You know, so BRSI has been a part of many industry associations. And this year, you know, we really chose to dive right in with Becker's. We're a sponsoring company of this event. We've invested significantly in Becker's and bringing a tremendous team here. So we think Becker's IT sits at the center of driving those conversations that need to happen amongst everyone involved. So, you know, coming up here as part of our strategy really was to use Becker's and all of its capabilities and its platform to get those conversations started and get us advancing these new capabilities in the right direction. We're going to play an instrumental part with Becker's and partnering with them in the future. We could not be more excited about being a part of the conference this year. And I can tell you, we're going to be part of a lot more of the regionals and nationals going forward. And also kudos out to the Becker's team. They have made this one of the most simplest processes for us to attend. They have introduced us to new audience members that we think are also going to play critical roles in this new conversation, if you will. So the teams have just been, it's been tremendous. I can't say enough great things.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Adam. I really appreciated this conversation today. We appreciate your partnership so much. Thank you for being here at the Becker's Health IT Digital Health and Revenue Cycle event. And we look forward to having you back next year.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.